Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453 is the number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. You may also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. Just send a request to us on Skype. You'll be accepted, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward. So with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Julia.
And we're going to get back into your phone calls here, although still would love to hear from somebody. There must be somebody who believes that it's a bad thing to post a picture of a female pubic region with anatomically, you know, not even a picture, but a drawing of a female pubic region, anatomically correct, onto Facebook. Not just not even randomly on your page, but on your own personal site, but on a page about being a mom. And Facebook determined that this was inappropriate, and they pulled this picture down. They also apparently got upset over a picture of a woman who had a double mastectomy, I guess. Is it mastectomy or mastectomy?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, how do you spell mastectomy?
I think so, too. She had her breasts removed post-breast cancer or because of breast cancer. And decided that rather than have whatever horrible scarring would come from removing one's breasts visible, she was going to tattoo the entire thing with essentially a very pretty scene.
Which is really cool. You're saying a chest tattoo, and a lot of women get chest tattoos like above their breasts, but mm-hmm. This is like where one's breast would be.
It looks almost like a sports bra kind of looking tattoo, like that size on her chest. And I posted it, by the way, to our Facebook page so you can see what this looks like, this post that Facebook got so uppity about.
I think it's a nice idea. Like, I think that losing your breasts as a woman would be something that would be really hard. Like, it would be like losing your balls as a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something that you like, used to. And
I don't know.
I was trying to imagine. I don't know what it's like to have balls. I don't know. I just think, you know, if one day came and I had to lose them, I would definitely miss them. I'm fond of them. I think that it's a huge part of what makes you feminine, you know? So I think that if something like that were to happen to me, getting a tattoo or something cool and artsy, I don't know. I think that's neat.
I think so, too. But I don't think it's nudity, and I don't think...
No.
Well, I mean, you could argue that it's nudity because it's someone without their clothes on, but it's certainly not nudity in a common fashion, and it's certainly not sexual in any way, shape, or form.
And it seems like the only thing that's really nudity, it seems to be women's breasts, men's penises, and women's vaginas. Because, like, the butt isn't really a big deal. There was that suntan lotion with the little kid getting her underwear pulled down, and that doesn't matter.
Do they still have that?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't they, like, change the picture on that so that the little girl no longer, you can see her butt crack? What's the brand name on that? I don't even know offhand, but it would be interesting to look and see.
Look it up.
Like, compare the old logo of the little girl with a dog and compare to today and see if it's changed over the years.
Sure.
So, your thoughts, welcome. You can bring up anything. Are you somebody who thinks that a drawing of a pubic region, male or female, should be prohibited from being seen on a site like Facebook? I mean, does anybody really believe that? What century are we living in here? It just seems so Victorian. It seems so prudish. It seems so, it seems so ridiculous. And what's the word I'm looking for? The religious zealots that moved here early in the, like the 1700s.
The Puritans.
Thank you for that. It's very Puritan. And I think that's where a lot of this comes from. Obviously, in Europe, there are people that are much more open to sexuality there. And, of course, if on Facebook you were to post a video of somebody having violence done to them, that probably wouldn't get any complaints. But sexuality, nudity, these things, drawings. The Coppertone Girl, that's right. Allie has found the Coppertone Girl.
That's
so.
Right.
Now you have to compare.
It said that they changed it in the 21st century, but I can't find a new picture. I wanted a side-by-side comparison.
We'll work on that. We'll work on that. If we find it, we'll post it to the Facebook page. Let's, in the meantime, go to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Allie. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hello.
I really like the new lineup here on Friday. I think it's really cool.
Yes, I agree. Go ahead with your thoughts, Kurt.
So, now, I listen every night. Basically, And I love when Allie's on because, and same with Julia, and when she hears something something she doesn't disagree or she disagrees with, she will, you know, voice her concerns. Even if she's the only one in the room to do so, both the ladies. And I have a great deal of respect for that.
Thanks.
In talking about Bitcoin a while back, Allie said something that I have been saying for quite some time, and it didn't get much traction. And I'd like to bring this up again and see if it gets any traction. And that is that I believe that Bitcoin draws a great deal of its power from our prohibitionary era. And without the violent monopoly stopping other financial services, Bitcoin would not be nearly as attractive.
It's definitely a big strength that it can be used for black market transactions much more safely than like someone's credit card could.
Are you suggesting, Kurt, just to clarify what you're getting at there, are you suggesting that because there's all these regulations in the way that people starting financial services that are not, you know, regulated by the state would result in more competition in the marketplace, better currency, and maybe the Bitcoin never coming about?
Yes. One of the things that Mark says is you can't take your gold coins and put them in the side of your computer.
Mm-hmm.
But you could if the government wasn't forcing e-gold out of business.
Well, I think it's really ignorant to try to suggest that gold would not, you couldn't exchange gold online. Obviously, you could exchange gold online the same way you exchange FRNs online. You would just use it, you know, you would have to think about it like the numbers you exchange online would represent a certain amount of gold, and then the banks would hold it, like, you know, in value.
Sure, there'd have
trade.
To be some kind of intermediary to actually have the gold in a place that you could then claim, which is what, of course, the Liberty Dollar did, and they got raided. So I think you're right. I mean, I think that your proposal here is correct, that in the absence of the government's forced regulations in the financial market, we would have more choices. Whether or not that means Bitcoin wouldn't have ended up coming about is speculative, but I think that we certainly, more choices would be a better thing.
But you have conceded that, you know, what you believed to have been the killer app for Bitcoin, and what really brought it to your attention was the Silk Road.
That's true.
Yes.
And I still believe that it's the killer app for Bitcoin.
Is there a word for, basically the market coming up with solutions to government regulation? Like, I mean, I just think the market's awesome at that, and that's probably going to be the answer to government, is the market's going to come in and save us all from
criminality.
For those that don't know, by the way, the Silk Road is a website. It is only available through Tor, which is the Onion Router. It's an anonymizing service. It's not available through the normal web. You have to have a special browser to be able to access this. And it allows you to purchase all manner of black market items, mostly drugs, but some other things like fake IDs and things
passports.
Like that. But you can buy these black market items with Bitcoin. And it's, to me, it's an amazing thing for that really helped propel Bitcoin, I think, into human consciousness.
There is a new one of these that has just come up. It's called Atlantis. And
they're basically aping everything that
the
Silk Road.
Yeah, it looks pretty much exactly the same. Like, the way that the website is set up is it's the same. I mean, but I just thought it was interesting. I was reading the post on the forum about it because I follow both these forums. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how since Bitcoin was put on the map basically by the Silk Road, they want to do the same thing for Litecoin with Atlantis. And that's the reason why they're doing that.
Both. Atlantis accepts both Bitcoin and Litecoin, which, of course, Litecoin is kind of the little sister to Bitcoin.
Well,
or Bitcoin.
Yeah, and so what's funny about that is some of the responses, the original post was like of the guy whose site it is said, hey, I really hope that even if you don't support this activity, that you'll appreciate this because whether you like it or not, this is definitely what put Bitcoin on the map. And there was a lot of comments below that said things like, oh, man, Litecoin was drug-free.
There's no doubt that the government's crackdowns have certainly had some unexpected consequences that were beneficial for us, although overall I wish we didn't have to have the war on drugs. Kurt, anything else you want to share?
Well, I'm just wondering if in the end of the prohibitionary era, if a couple of percentage points would make it worth using Bitcoin, because it'd be a lot less expensive to transfer currencies without it.
No doubt. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take your calls about anything at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. You can do that, and we appreciate if you support the show. There are different ways you can do that by, for instance, becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month. We'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So Go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. Makes a big difference for us. BitInstant.com is the fastest and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations worldwide, including your computer at home. You can use Dwolla through your computer. You can also just go to any MoneyGram location, CVS, Walmart. These are different places that have MoneyGram. And that makes it so you can literally just hand cash to a cashier, and then a little bit later, you've got Bitcoins in your account, in your wallet. Go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where it's located, and then make your deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com to get your Bitcoins. We've been looking online. Julia, you pulled up the Coppertone logo. This we were discussing, you know, what is nudity, and it kind of ended up somehow on the Coppertone girl. But this... basically, not baby, but what do you think? I don't know.
Toddler.
5-year-old, toddler, something like that.
Yes.
4-year-old. On the beach somewhere, the dog pulling down her bathing suit so you can see her buttocks.
And her tan line.
And her tan line.
Because it is sunscreen.
It's sunscreen. And the original logo, well, actually, according to the Wikipedia story, the original logo was actually an Indian chief. And the slogan was, don't be a pale face, but that offended some people, so they changed that. And now I guess somebody else got offended by this little drawing of a little girl and her buttocks. The newer version at the turn of the 21st century, Coppertone revised the drawings of the Coppertone girl so they would be less revealing. Some recent versions show only the girl's lower back as opposed to her buttocks, or wearing a T-shirt, hat, and holding a bottle of Coppertone while the puppy is shown pulling on her shirt.
The proof should be happy that she looks all bashful in the photo about her nudity.
Well, I actually found this. I was just Googling, like, Coppertone girl new thing or whatever, and I found this horrible article on Jezebel that's not worth reading, but basically the author is talking about how horribly creepy this is, and she keeps, she's using words like, the dog is molesting and just going.
Dogs can't molest.
Yeah, I don't think the dog is trying
to. The dog did not get consent.
The girl did not give consent.
The dog didn't get consent.
But one of her comments is that the girl is making a pouty pinup face.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little cartoon, dude.
So what is it, Jezebel? Is a blog site?
Jezebel is a. It's like a huge blog. There's many different authors,
mm-hmm.
and it's definitely female-oriented. And so I wish I liked it because they do post a lot of stuff on, like, birth control-type issues and things like that. You'll find a lot of articles about women's issues being affected in the news. But most of the authors are just like this. They're so... liberal and just
ultra liberal.
Yeah, and it's just it's annoying to read.
I've seen articles they've posted. They're upset about Victoria's Secret and their sexy geisha outfit or whatever it is. And I think that when it comes to art, you know, I kind of wish sites like that would just. I think they would do themselves a favor by just not having pieces on art, because it's so obvious when you interpret a piece of art that you're interpreting it how you want to see it. Some kind of reflection of you is coming off and you're analyzing of it. And so this woman obviously feels like very sexually repressed or whatever it is. And she sees the Coppertone girl and thinks, slut.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's funny that you bring this up because I feel like this is incredibly hypocritical. On one hand, you're saying, like, I think these women are being dehumanized by being in these Victoria's Secret, whatever.
Right.
But then you're making a little cartoon girl into
sexual.
Something sexual, and it's not.
Total hypocrisy, and I think that's... I'm glad you pointed that out, because I was going to go there as well, that I think it's really amusing when people who fancy themselves as liberal basically act like conservatives, and you've got, like...
social conservatives.
Prostitution is a great example. If you are for women's choice, then you need to be for women's right to choose what to do with their bodies in every circumstance, not just when you think it's okay.
Yeah, that's definitely a good example. Or take the politicians who purport themselves to be liberally minded, like Hillary Clinton, for instance, who support restrictions on video game violence, or who support restrictions on, sexual lyrics or vulgar lyrics in music. I mean, it was Tipper Gore who was originally the person who put out the idea of the explicit lyrics logo that you see on so many music, well, not that anyone buys CDs anymore, but that you saw on music that that used to be sold in stores. So are these guys liberal? Are they conservative? What does it even mean anyway? I mean, liberal and conservative doesn't really mean anything. And it's examples like this that I think go to prove it. You think one thing about, oh, these people are sexually liberal. No, they're not. Not if it makes them uncomfortable or, you know, if it's against family values, because no one can be against family values.
I wouldn't even mind if there was dualistic thinking about certain issues, social issues, if it was at least consistent. Like if at least someone saying they were liberal meant that they think that women should be able to do it with what they want with their bodies. They own their bodies. And socially conservative meant, well, sometimes we have to, you know, put limits on that. Like if it was consistent,
yeah,
then I could at least, you know, it would make sense to use those words.
It's your body. You can have an abortion, but you can't put a drug in your body without our permission.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything. Eric is on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hello?
Eric in Missouri. You're on the air.
No, it's Eric in Montana.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. They put M-O instead of M-T. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about what to do when these armed thugs show up at your door.
Okay.
I'm a activist for marijuana here in Montana. I've had a medical marijuana card since they started. I've had police show up at my door numerous times, SWAT team, the whole nine yards.
Does a medical marijuana certification in Montana, does it allow you to grow your own plants?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, you're allowed to, they just changed the law. Right now you're allowed to grow 12 seedlings and have two flowering plants, which it really doesn't work out because they don't have anything in between for veg. So you can have a 12-inch plant and then it goes straight to flowering. So the law has been skewed by our legislature in order to trap people like myself.
Yeah, I think these marijuana laws are pretty absolutely outrageous and how restrictive they are, especially these medical ones. The one in New Hampshire is 26 pages long, and it's just so totally unnecessary. But go ahead and tell me more about the cops showing up. What do you do?
Well, I on several occasions. Well, one time they showed up, there's probably 12 policemen in their SWAT uniforms, everything, show up at the door. No search warrant in their hand. And they were insisting that I allow them into my home.
All right, stand by. I want you to tell me the rest of the story, but I want to make sure you have time to do it. So hang on. We're going to bring you back. 855 450 free. So what did Eric do? We'll find out. And what would you do in a situation like that? 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. One of the first steps should be, in my opinion, grab a video camera. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at lrn.fm. And if you'd like, you can go to our mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You'd like quick access to the streams? Go to M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Julia.
And we're going to continue with your calls. Also, got a question from a listener here in a little bit. And if we get a chance, more about the Silk Road and how they've been down for several days and some of the theories as to why that is. But your calls come first. Eric's listening in Montana. And Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you're a medical marijuana grower in Montana, whereas one of the dozen or so states, I think it was like 15 or so now, that it is legal to do these sorts of things. But that doesn't stop the police from harassing you, and apparently they came to your house, and you were telling us about that. What do you do? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, when they showed up at my house the first time, like I had local police department, our sheriff's department, the drug task force, and our SWAT team all at once.
All right. So what'd you do? Oh, no. Did we lose you? Eric? Are you still there? I hope they didn't just raid his house right now. Eric, stand by. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. Maybe there's an issue with a cell phone connection or something. Hopefully our board operator can check on him. And I do want to hear the rest of the story as to...
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
What do you do when a gang of thugs shows up at your house calling themselves the police? You've got marijuana plants growing. You believe you're set up to be legal. And they're saying, as he said right before the break, they're saying that they don't have a warrant. They just wanted to let him in. So we'll get to that story here, but also want to invite you to Bitcoin 2013. It's the future of payments, May 17th through the 19th. We're talking about less than 2 weeks from now. We'll be broadcasting live. Free Talk Live, Mark and myself will be at the conference. And we're going to be there both Friday and Saturday. Also, rumor has it we might be broadcasting there Sunday as well. I think those details are being worked out. But it's going to be a big deal. If you are into Bitcoin, or maybe you're even just curious about it, this is where the experts are going to be. This is where the people who know Bitcoin inside and out are going to be spending their weekend. You want to be there with them because you're going to be hooking up with people from Coinbase, NerdTribe, Facebook, lots of different great companies. BitInstant, those guys are going to be there, and they'll be talking about the future of Bitcoin. So what a great opportunity to network with the people who are on the ground floor of this worldwide phenomenon. Go to Bitcoin2013.com. You can sign up now, and we'll see you there because Free Talk Live is broadcasting live. Bitcoin2013.com. I'm excited to go to this event. It's the first one happening in the U.S. There was one that was similar, I guess, in Great Britain last year, but this is the first one in the U.S., first time, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, plus, it's going to be fun to do an afternoon drive version of Free Talk Live, because we've never done that before. Free Talk Live has always been a night show. Of course, our West Coast listeners have always heard us in afternoons, but we've never actually done the show from 4 to 7 in the afternoon and then had a night off. So that'll be kind of fun, too. And from what I hear, there's plans afoot to have some sort of a Liberty event, because obviously it's a Bitcoin event. There's going to be a bunch of Liberty people there. So after hours, we'd probably go out to a bar, restaurant, or something like that. That is yet to be determined. But come on out and join us at Bitcoin 2013. We're going to he said he checked on him and he wasn't there, so Eric has disappeared, even though his line is still active. Maybe we'll be lucky and he'll call us back before the end of the show, because I was very interested to hear how his story ends. But in the meantime, we go to Ramon listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Ramon.
What's going on, everybody? Hey. I was listening to the story about the Capitone being considered pornography now, so I was thinking it to myself, what would the Statue of David be considered then?
Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely hardcore pornography then, so I guess
full frontal on that boy.
Yeah, but I called in about the North Carolina rapper who got locked up for a can of iced tea. Have you guys heard about that yet?
No.
Tell me about it.
His name is Extravagant, and he was shooting a video with his friend. And they stopped by a liquor store to grab something to drink, but he actually grabbed a Arnold Palmer iced tea.
Okay.
And some in North Carolina, they got liquor cops, whatever that is. I guess they enforce liquor laws or whatever. So he stops and starts harassing the dude and asking him what he's drinking. And before you know, he's being locked up for a can of iced tea. They justified it by saying he was resisting arrest, but what was he resisting if the first charge was drinking iced tea?
Now, is this iced tea with alcohol in it? Because it's the Arnold Palmer.
No, it was the one that's half iced tea, half lemonade.
Oh, really?
I feel like if people are going to accept that resisting arrest, like, if you're going to be able to pile that on top of other charges, then if the original reason for stopping you, whatever the police's probable cause may be, if that's not proven in court to be true, if they were wrong, then why should you get charged with resisting anyway? You should resist.
Allie, you're thinking very logically, and that doesn't apply in legal land. They'll do whatever they want to do, and they're going to get away with it. But you're absolutely right.
Wouldn't that explain
the way things should be.
Wouldn't that explain why someone might be resisting because the cops are doing it for no reason?
But unfortunately, Allie, court decisions have determined that if the cops are doing something wrong to you, you have to do whatever they tell you to, and then later on you can challenge it. You can't just resist because you know that what you're doing is right.
Well, if the police want you to do anything, you should just cooperate and ask questions when you're in court, I guess.
Ramon, what was the justification here? Why were they arresting him in the first place if this was a can of non-alcoholic beverage?
Because supposedly, because he was sitting in front of the liquor store, the liquor enforcement officer assumed that he was drinking liquor.
Wow.
So when he asked him could he read the ingredients, the gentleman told him, look, it's an Arnold Palmer, like this is iced tea with lemonade. And the officer reached in and tried to grab it. Mm. The dude kind of like stepped back to get, you know, some space out, get the officer out of his comfort zone.
Right.
You know, from there, that's considered resisting arrest. So they went.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Kicking his butt.
I hope this guy challenges this arrest. Have you heard anything about the legal situation? Because I think he's got a good case.
He's actually still locked up, but they say his court date should be soon, and he has a lot.
Do we know
of
if any of this was captured on video?
Yeah, it actually was. If you pull it,
really?
You pull it up online, it's going pretty viral. Like people are trying to show, like, man, the cops are just getting outrageous. They're getting to the point where
it is outrageous. I've had a similar situation happen to me with the drinking game arrests here in Keene, where the police chief demanded that I hand over my beverage to him. I was drinking a bottle from a brown bottle with a label on it that said not a beer, and he wanted to search my bottle, and I refused to allow him to search my bottle, and because that would have been a consensual search, and I'm not under an obligation to hand over what I'm drinking to a cop so they can sniff it and do and taste it or whatever the hell they're going to do with
it. Well, if they sniffed it, I mean, is that any sort of accurate police test? I mean, like, I understand that, you know, I know what alcohol smells like,
yeah.
But is that going to hold up in
sure
court, and are you going to drink it?
Yeah, definitely the subjective. You know, if the cop says that he smells something and that they use this in court when it comes to marijuana all the time,
yeah.
They smell something, then that is enough to them.
It'll hold up in court as probable cause to affect the confiscation of it and the charge being filed. Then they will send it to a lab in order for it to be tested so they can then have that extra level of confirmation.
I'm just picturing the pettiness in that process. So,
yeah.
Like, I've got this beer bottle here, and we're going to send it to the lab and make sure that it's really beer so that we can...
It's very petty.
Like, really?
When I was arrested, they said the police officer did it because he said that he smelled alcohol, and I was like, we're on a college campus.
Hold up, you were arrested?
I was arrested for DUI when I had no alcohol in my system.
Oh, man.
And that's what the blood test they had, or not blood test, the... breathalyzer test they had me do confirmed, but the guy still tried to charge me, and it all started because he thought he smelled alcohol.
Mm. But thank goodness he was there looking out for you, Allie, and keeping you safe.
Yep.
Hey, Ramon, thanks for your call. Appreciate the heads up. We'll try to dig that up. Maybe someone will post it on our Facebook page for us, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And don't forget, Porkfest is coming up, too. June 17th through the 23rd, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from Porkfest. We've got a live broadcasting month coming up. We've got Bitcoin 2013, Porkfest. Go to PORCFEST.com and you can get pre-registered for $50. That's a whole week. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments here. You can take control.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules or website for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-453, and if you don't get in tonight, it's okay. We do a weekend show, too. Two of them, Saturday and Sunday nights. We do 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, so plenty of time for you to get in with your comments on whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, you can check in with us on Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. In the studio here, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
And everybody who is listening to the show, who is on the show, everybody has a mom. Now, if your mom's passed on, I'm sorry about that. But if mom's still alive, then, well, her day is coming up. And Pro Flowers has one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99.
My mom loves flowers.
You can't go wrong with flowers for mom on Mother's Day. It's just
true.
You cannot mess this one up. Pro Flowers will make it happen for you. Now, all you need to do is use our code when you go to proflowers.com. You click the microphone in the top right corner and type in FTL. This is the only way to get this incredible Mother's Day deal. Type in FTL after clicking the microphone at proflowers.com, and that will get you the deal. Now, there's actually two deals here. The one dozen rainbow roses for $19.99, that's pretty good. Or double the roses, so two dozen, and get chocolates as well, plus a premium pink vase for just $29.98. That's 50% off the regular price at Pro Flowers. And I've seen the Pro Flowers product. These are really high-quality flowers. They're coming straight from the growers.
I send Pro Flowers to my grandma and my mother periodically throughout the year when
really?
I'm feeling nice. Yes. Just, I don't do Christmas or anything like that, but like if I think about it, I'm at work and I'm like, you know, I should send my mom some flowers. It's Friday. And they always say the nicest things about them.
So I am
a huge fan. Yeah, I used them. I didn't even know that this was an FTL thing.
Now
I remember, but yeah.
Proflowers.com, click the microphone, type in FTL, get the deal, and make mom happy. There you go. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go here to your calls. And I apologize. I didn't look for the iced tea thing. I was busy doing other things.
Oh, Arnold Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, the Arnold Palmer.
I looked
Palmer
for it, but I couldn't.
Sorry.
I didn't know how to spell the man's name. Extravagant.
R. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure if you look for Arnold Palmer in the news or YouTube or something, it'll come up, or arrest. So I'm still interested in seeing that. We'll probably put it up later for you at the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Meantime, we go back to the phones and the fun. Stephen in West Virginia, listening to WVTS.
Hello.
Steve. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm walking around Walmart, so can't be too loud. But anyway, I heard some of your stories there earlier. Anyway, I'll make it brief. Don't want to give too many details out. But anyway,
All right.
I was going out with a girl probably about been 10 years ago. And we had a place, and it was by the police barracks. And anyway, one of the state troopers was having an affair with her, and I found out about it. And
oh,
he was married, had two or three kids, was well known in the community. Anyway, I find out. Of course, I'm mad. I go to the police department and talk to him about it. And that probably wasn't a good move on my behalf. But anyway, I told him, you know, what would your wife think about this? And anyway, I live in a small town, and things get around. Anyway, about 5 years later, I was out. We had some, you know, jacked up trucks. We're hillbillies out here. Anyway, was drinking, and the police show up. They take me in custody. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh, we have somebody that wants to talk to you. So they take me to the police barracks, me and a friend. And for the next 2 or 3 hours, they handcuff me to the wall. And I take turns punching me, kicking
me.
Whoa. They wiped their muddy boots in my face. I had a burst eardrum, concussion, broken ribs.
Holy crap.
Where do you live?
This is in West Virginia.
Small town near Charleston somewhere. Now,
yeah,
this is all because you busted your wife for having sex with this cop?
Well, it was a fiance.
I'm sorry,
and,
a fiance?
She just turned 18. I was about 19.
Mm-hmm.
And, And anyway.
The old boys decided, the thin blue line decided to teach you a lesson for outing one of their guys. Basically,
well,
even though you never publicly outed him, you just confronted him.
Right. Well, anyway, I mean, he should be shaking my hand. It was my fiance. It wasn't like I slept with his wife or anything.
Well, all the high school bullies just run off and become cops, and it's the same thing.
It's sick, man. What else happened? Go ahead.
It's crazy. Anyway, so I'm laying there in a pool, on the floor.
Where's your friend, by the way, while you're being beaten
he's
up?
He's laying there. They beat him a little bit. He was crying, telling him to stop. But it's kind of funny. They had a framed picture of Don Johnson in there from under his eyes, and they actually busted it over my head.
Wow.
And they had a ball bat that said Peacekeeper, and I swear this is true. I know it sounds cliche or whatever. And they drug it out, and I'm laying on my belly on this, you know, floor, and they swing it and hit right in front of my face. Shatters and the splinters. I mean, if he would have missed, you know, he would have killed me.
Right.
Anyway, I'm laying there. Another cop comes in, says, what are you guys doing? You know, don't touch this guy. You're going to kill him. And anyway, me and him became friends later on after this. I ended up going to church with him.
So this guy was, like, actually a legitimately good cop who came in there and put a stop to this?
He stopped him. Yes, he said, and he told me, he said, he said, if anybody touches him, you know, you're going to have to deal with me. And
yeah, but how many of those guys face criminal charges? How many of them?
Oh, well, one of them was on probation, and I was in trouble for doing this. He had two or three cases of brutality. But the best part is still to come. Anyway, so I'm laying there, and I'm crying. I'm pleading. I wasn't being a jerk. I didn't even ask them why they were doing it. I knew why they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can't see at this point. My eyes are swollen shut. And so they start. This cop comes into my ear. You know, he's whispering, "Hey, we're going to kill you tonight. You're not going home. You're not going to see, you know, your mom and dad again." Blah blah blah. Anyway, so
this is before the good cop comes in.
Yeah, this is before the cop shows up. Well, anyway, he says, "I'll take you to jail. You don't want them to take you to jail." I'm like, "To jail? You know, I thought I was just going to take a butt whooping and go home." They said, "No, you're going to jail." So then they read me what I had done. and they got me for resisting arrest. They got me for obstruction of justice. They got me for two felonies. And I'm like, what are they? And they said transfer for receiving stolen property, which I didn't know what they were talking about. And I tried to say, what are you talking about? And they started hitting me again. So after all this is up, before I go to jail, I have to clean up my blood and the mud off the carpet. They make me vacuum. I'm not online.
I believe you.
So they take me to jail, and I get arraigned, video arraignment. And I have these two felonies. They let me off on a personal reconnaissance. So my mom comes and gets me. She's like, what is going on? And, you know, of course I'm beat up. The jail put me in the infirmary. And I had to pay $3,600 to get these felonies wiped off. They were for a stolen four-wheeler that I had nothing to do with at all. They just wiped it off. I had nothing to do with these at all, but they told me they were going to get me. And I have a good job. And
so you took the plea deal?
Nothing happened out of it. Nothing at all.
So wait, they never moved forward with the charges they claimed they were going to hit you with?
They claimed all on me, and they just basically scared me. You know, here because
And do you still live there?
I had a little boy. I had been married. You know, after it was,
how long ago was this, and do you still live there?
This has been about 10 years ago, and the lawyer wants me to press charges. He thinks I have a really good case.
If the lawyer wants you to, you should.
But it's really hard to find lawyers.
I don't blame you, man. I'd want to get the hell out of that place.
They told me when they see me going to work, because I work. My job is a good job, and I'm on call. And they told me if they'd see me out, they would pull me over 3 o'clock in the morning, shoot me in the head, get away with it. They'd say I was reaching for something.
Yeah, I bet they would get away with it. Stephen, thanks for sharing, man. I really appreciate your story tonight. Good luck out there, and I would leave town if I were to appreciate it, man. Let's get to Jeff listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I had actually watched that video off of my Facebook account about that iced tea deal and everything just before I was on my way into work.
Get your comments out quick, like a bunny. Go.
Basically, the cop said that he told him that he needed to leave the property, and he was arresting him for trespassing is what the deal was, and it was an Arizona iced tea that he had.
So hanging out in front of the convenience store is apparently trespassing now. I wonder if the store had called on him, or if it was just the cop wanting to mess with a guy with guy of skin color he doesn't like. I wish we had time to get into it further, but we don't. Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, call us tomorrow. We'll take you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.